don't deserve this. Nobody deserves
this thing on.
Is everyone ready? No. What do you mean, no? Fine. Then we'll start without you. Places, people. Yes. Go to your places right now. All right, here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, no. This is a movie intro, not a radio intro. Oh, well. You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM. Don't forget to keep it locked. I'm so getting fired.
Whether you're looking to improve your grades, strengthen your study habits, or get help with certain courses, the Student Learning Center is here to support your academic success.
The Student Learning Center, SLC, offers free academic support on the second floor of Milne Library.
The SLC provides small group peer tutoring for 1,000 to 2,000 level courses.
We also hold study skill workshops that offer lead credit. Come learn topics such as taking notes, time management, how to talk to your professors, and other important college skills.
SLC offers professional academic coaching for writing, study skills, reading, and basic math.
Writing consultations are offered and math support for specific math courses.
To request any of these services, visit our Traction website.
If you want more information, visit Traction and sign up for an SLC orientation with one of our peer study navigators.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, March 25th, women's lacrosse plays Morrisville at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also at 4 p.m., men's lacrosse plays Geneseo at the All College Field. On Thursday, March 26th, the softball team plays RPI at Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. Also on Thursday, the first showing of The Shape of Things is happening at 7:30 in the Hamblin Theater. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are available online or at the ticket booth in Fine Arts. On Friday, March 27th, the Art Department, in collaboration with the galleries, is hosting an art-focused career day from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. All current students and recent graduates are invited to attend and learn more about networking, career building, and have an opportunity to ask professional developmental questions. This event will be hosted in the Martin Mullen Gallery and the Computer Lab, Room 321 in Fine Arts. On Saturday, March 28th, men's lacrosse plays Potsdam at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. Also happening at 1, the baseball team plays Brockport at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Sunday, March 29th, join WONY for our general body meeting happening in Fitzell Hall, Room 303 at 3 p.m. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
The following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Hello, everyone. My name is Anna. I'm your DJ on air. We're back with another episode of Chit Chat every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. I'm your host, Anna. My name is Anna. Yep, you know me. I host the show every so often, except for the last 2 weeks. My fault. My fault. You know, that's on me. So we'll probably be playing a little catch-up, even though we only got an hour. We'll throw the ball around. What did they say? We'll toss the pigskin. That's a football. Yeah. Anyways, let me get set up here. We got some good topics to hit on. We got to play this song real quick while I, mix the pot. And I don't know what I'm saying. All right, I'll come back. I'll see you guys in a second. Hold on.
Thank you.
we're back. My name is Amon, your DJ Ani, here. We're back on that episode of Chit Chat. I haven't seen you guys in a while. What's going on? Last week was spring break, so obviously I wasn't here because I went home. Sorry, guys. And I can't remember if I had my show the week before then. I think I did, but that's why it seems so long, is because the show before that show, I didn't have my show. So when I had the show the week before, and then last week I didn't have my show, it just seems like I didn't have my show a whole lot. Well, hopefully I'll have my show next weekend, and then the distance between the shows won't seem so far, but no promises. What's going on with you guys? How was St. Patrick's Day, huh? That was a day. I don't really celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I did do one of the pages in my calendar crossword puzzle, and I was doing the crossword puzzle. Actually, it wasn't a crossword. Sorry, it was a word search. I was doing a calendar word search, and the word search page was St. Patrick's Day, and you know, there was like shamrock and like emerald and, you know, like Irish things. I was like, oh, St. Patrick's Day. So that's how I celebrated it. I know here in Oneonta right now, it's St. Oni's Day. That's when you go out and drink, I guess. I'm not doing that. But, you know, if you're doing that today, hey, have fun and be safe. And wear green so you don't get pinched. I've never gotten pinched on St. Patrick's Day. I think everyone's lying to me. Anytime I've not worn green on St. Patrick's Day and someone was like, hey, why aren't you wearing green? I go, I forgot it was St. Patrick's Day. But they never pinch me. So I don't really know what's going on with that. Like, I don't know if they've been lying to me this whole time. You know, they're fakers. That's what it is. They're not true. They're not real pinchers. What else happened to me this week? When I went home this weekend, I saw my grandma, and my grandma was like, you want to take a bean pie to take home with you? I said, yes. So there's a bean pie in my fridge, and I'm really excited. I've been eating it. I've been trying not to eat all of it, because I said I was going to share it with my friend Lexi. Shout out Lexi Bull, I love you. But it's getting really hard, and the pie is not getting any fresher. So, you know, if it is not consumed tonight, by me and another person, it's just going to be eaten by me. And everyone's like, oh, bean pie. What is bean pie? Bean pie. It's good. Don't even talk to me. Don't even talk to me right now. Sorry. Just so you guys know I'm black. I know it's on the radio. I'm black. I will show a white guy bean pie. It'll be like, ew, bean pie. And I go to their house and they're like, oh, yeah, mom made the famous onion soup. I go, oh, onion soup. It's sliced onions and sugar water. Don't make me angry. Don't make me angry. If I can't show you delicious, delectable bean pie and you hate on it, I don't want to eat the magic water cucumber onion soup. Don't get that away from me. Get that away from me. Anyways, small rant over. I don't know if you guys remembered, if you guys remember this, at the very beginning of the semester. Actually, I think this was this spring? This was actually spring semester, no? I mean, fall semester. I think it was the beginning of fall semester. I had my show. Beginning of fall semester, you guys remembered I was trying to book my optometrist appointment. You remember that? You remember that? And it failed because I had apparently booked it for 3 months away. Well, long story short, the day of my optometrist appointment is coming up. It's on the 30th, March 30th. Now, here's the thing. Do you guys think I should still go? Because I haven't gotten, like, a confirmation email. I haven't gotten, like, a, hey, your appointment's coming up. I'm pretty sure it's on the 30th. I can't remember what time it is. And I also can't find the email, confirmation email, because I think I deleted it because I was running out of space in my Google, like, email storage. So, and also I ordered a spare of glasses. So now my issue about not being able to see is not an issue anymore because I have my glasses and my old prescription actually works great. So I kind of don't know what to do here. You know, I could go anyways, and I should, but I'd probably have to skip class because I don't know. I think I can't remember if it's for 9 or for 10 a.m., but either way, I'd have to skip class, and then, you know, I got to go there. And this is Empire Vision Works. You know, maybe the Empire Vision Works here is really nice. I've not had the best experience at Vision Works. Just remember, this is a DJ show. The views and opinions expressed on this show by me, the DJ on air, are not representative of the WONI or the SUNY Oneonta School as a whole. That being said, I have not had great experiences at Empire Vision Works. So, you know, again, maybe the Oneonta branch is different. They might be really good about it. You know, it's possible. I don't know that it will be. And I'm wondering, do I go and get my prescription that may or may not have changed at all for my old one and then pay an exorbitant amount for these glasses? Or do I just continue wearing the spares, which at this point, I don't even think they're spares anymore. I think these have graduated to main glasses. I dub the main glasses now. You're not spares anymore. I bought them as spares because they're a different style than what I usually wear. They're rimless. They're like rectangle rimless glasses. And usually I have really big, round, not circle, but like big, rounded, clear glasses, clear frames, which I like. I like how big they are. But these aren't super tiny, but they're like, you know, they're smaller than my usual pair. So there were spares, but now I like how they look on my face, and everyone's like, oh, they look good on you. So they might be lying to me, but I do think these are pretty good. So call in at 607-436-2711 if you think I should still go to my optometrist appointment that I scheduled 3 months ago, or if I should cancel last second. Let me know. Yes, canceling last second is rude, but I also don't care that much. So, you know, that's my dilemma. Just that's coming up, you know. That was a fun throwback to the beginning of the semester. What else? I had some more pancakes. I went to, I started rocking the chair and I make myself nauseous. Like, I don't know what happened. Anyways, Did I tell you guys the other day? I think it was like yesterday, the day before. I was in bed, and I was laying down in bed. It was early in the morning or whatever. My roommate was talking to me. I don't remember what she said, but I was just laying down in bed all peaceful. And then I started thinking about horses. I got really nauseous, and I had to sit up and drink some water. Like, I was laying down. I was like, oh, it's a nice morning. I started thinking about horses, and I was like, bleh. I sat up, and I drank some water. Not that I dislike horses, you know, I don't love horses, but I respect a horse. They're cute, you know, they're very, they're animals, you know, you get to ride on them, you know, they do horse stuff, it's horse racing, whatever. But I don't know, I just think about horses, I was like, ugh. So that was interesting. That's another, you know, that was fun. Guys, I just want you to know, the whole point of chit-chat is that I was gonna, The whole point of chit-chat originally when I started this show this semester, I've done other ones, I did What's for Dinner, and the other one that I can't remember. What was the other one? Well, it probably wasn't a good one because it was very forgettable. No. It was cleaning out the attic. Cleaning out the attic was not bad. The whole point of the show was that I was going to have people on the show and we would chit chat. And so far, I don't think that's happened at all. Like, it hasn't even happened once. One, because I think I have it so early in the morning. Like, this is a weird time, Saturday morning. Saturday morning at 11 is probably when most college students are waking up. You know, I'm just a freak like that. I was already up. So there's that. And also, I don't know. I just did not fulfill the original goal of this chit-chat show. Maybe it turns out I actually don't have any friends. That could be it. That's not true. But who knows? Maybe they're all lying to me. But anyways, I'm still chit-chatting, I guess, but now I'm just like chit. there's no one to chat with, so it's just me chit, you know? But whatever. It's okay. I still love you guys, all my 6 million viewers, and I know you're really enjoying the show right now. I actually have a little bit of music to play today. I thought you guys might appreciate a classic from me. Well, this is not classic, so don't worry, guys. It's not Huey Lewis on the News. I think I said this already, but like a while ago, the Wony Instagram posted like, "Oh, this is the Wony Wrapped. Either the top albums played, the top songs played." And I'm sorry, guys, my fault. Huey Lewis was on there several times on the top most played albums and songs. Huey Lewis, as if to be square, was on there. So it's not Huey Lewis. We've moved on, although he is still here, but we'll move on. This is actually a mixtape I made for my coworker Lily. Not the Lily on campus. Love you, Lily. But for Lily in Syracuse, who's about to move. Congratulations. I can't remember if I told you guys this or not. I bought a large amount of CDs, like blank CDs, so that I could burn them and make mixtapes. Mostly so I could play them in my car and in my radio. I have like a boombox. These are not the right CDs. There's verbatim RWs, so they're rewritable. My CD player is so old, it came out before the RW, so it can't read these CDs. And my dad took the radio player out of my car and replaced it with like a touchscreen radio player, which is nice, but the car is already so old, it's really laggy and like the GPS doesn't work at all, or my phone doesn't work for as like something. And also, the old CD player was like a really nice one. It could hold like 3 or 4 CDs. It was crazy. But anyways, you know. I have not been able. I actually don't know if I'll be able to get this mixtape to Lily before she moves. But it'll get to her eventually. So we're going to preview it. I got a couple tracks on here. I wrote the track list down on the inside. I'm going to pick something random. This is, okay, I named it Newish Wavish for Lily because there's like 3 new wave songs in here and then I just kind of gave up. But there's some good ones on here. We're going to play, I actually don't know if this is new wave at all, but I do have a Daryl Hall and John Oates song. For the longest time, I thought that it was Daryl Oates and John Hall, but it's not. It's Daryl Hall and John Oates. Is it? Yes. Yeah. Daryl Hall and John Oates. Okay. This is Daryl Hall and John Oates. I Can't Go For That. Hold on. Where's my CD? Oh, it's already in the CD player. Oh, it's already loaded to the right song. Okay. Hey. Aren't I a genius, guys? All right. We'll play it. Please enjoy this song by Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Thank you.
I Can't Go For That, No Can Do by Daryl Hall and John Oates. Just a little preview of the newish wave-ish mix tape. We may play another song from there before the show's over. We'll see. I don't even know what's on here that I can play. I mean, actually, most of these, if not all of them, are clean, actually. I got some interesting picks on here, I do. But we'll put that aside for now. So, you know, what's up? Yeah, just hanging out? Yeah, I get that. No, but for real though, okay. Anyways, so what have you guys been up to? Like, what have you been eating recently? Oh, guys, I had a really, really, this is day before yesterday, I had a banana, right? This was not any regular banana. This was, like, a really, really beautiful banana. I don't know if, like, I don't know what it was about it. Maybe I was just really desperate for, like, some potassium or, like, you know, I hadn't eaten a fruit in 12 years. I haven't eaten a fruit in 2 days, which is a lot for me. So I need to, you know, correct that hopefully today. But I picked the banana up. First of all, it's a huge banana. You know, most bananas are rather long. It was quite long, but it was also, like, thick. Like, it was a good-sized banana. It had a beautiful color. It was shiny, a little green at the top. I love the bananas, a little green. And it was, like, kind of curvy. It was, like, beautiful. So I took a couple pictures of the banana, and, you know, I'm an art major, so I made the banana poster. Hopefully you guys saw some of the banana posters up on SUNY Oneonta. I'm not actually sure how many people are listening to the show, so hopefully no one will actually know that the banana poster was me, and hopefully no one will really care. I did already get made by one of my classmates, because I did put my logo on there, which is kind of a giveaway, but I feel like not too many people know of the Blebby logo, but it is there. And it was just really great. I have been told by a few people that they thought the banana was a bit suggestive in nature, which was not my intent. I see now the error of my ways, but the intent was just to share with the world the really beautiful and delicious banana I had made. I think it's been long enough that we can reveal this. I actually also made the glasses posters. I'm not sure how popular those were, but I had put some posters up saying I lost my glasses. And then I put some posters up saying I found them, which was good. And I thought that was fun. It was just like, I had some time. I want to make some art for myself. Do you know what I mean? As an art major, I feel like a lot of the art in my class is, well, I enjoy doing it and I enjoy developing them and making it. It feels like a lot of the art is for the class and not so much because, like, you know, I'd like to draw this, you know? Again, not a huge issue. It's just like, you know, I want to freaking make the art for myself. So that's what the banana poster was. It just, you know, spent like an hour or so you know, making the editing the images, and it probably doesn't look the best it could because I was making it in Illustrator, and I was like, damn, why is this so hard to make? It's because I was supposed to be using InDesign, but that's whatever. So it's fine. It didn't print very well, so I might make a second banana poster. We don't know. Maybe I'll make an Apple one. Oh, sorry. I just peaked the mic so bad. I should make an Apple poster after this. That's genius. Well, I have to be struck by a really, really beautiful apple. That's the only thing. I don't know if I'll find. The apples on campus have not been so bad so far. I think the shipment of apples they got in were, like, good. They seemed like pink ladies to me. They were, like, sweet and crispy. Not Red Delicious. They usually have Red Delicious or Macintoshes, which personally for me, those are the two worst eating apples. And those are like the only apples, and those are meant to be eaten. Red Delicious needs no explanation as to why Red Delicious are so bad. Red Delicious is probably the worst apple out there. Macintoshes are not so bad, but personally, they're just sour. And they're huge, and I don't like the color. And I know that's not, the color is not important when eating an apple, but visually it's an ugly apple. It's an ugly apple because it's the green and red, which would be cute, but it's like ugly. I don't know how to say it. I don't like the big Macintoshes. They're just watery and huge and like kind of sour, and you know, and I like a tart apple, but I like a tart and sweet apple. It was just tart. So, you know, I know at some point they're going to get another huge shipment of Macintoshes or Red Deliciouses. And then, you know, we're going to have to eat them before, you know, we can get new apples in. But I just wish they wouldn't order Red Deliciouses or Macintoshes, you know. And yes, you should provide like a variety of fruits and vegetables, but just if we could just like chill with the Honey Crisps, I would be cool with that. I would even take a Granny Smith apple over a Macintosh or a Red Delicious. I would. And those are baking apples, you know? You're not even supposed to eat those. You're supposed to use them to bake. But I would rather eat the Granny Smith over the Red Delicious or the Macintosh. And that's just true. In terms of apple tier list, and this is a highly opinionated apple tier list, okay? My number one apple is a Snapdragon. I can't find the Snapdragons. I haven't had a Snapdragon apple in a little while. But and the thing is when I'm at school, that fall semester is apple season. I can't go to the apple farm because I'm at school. I can't go pick the apples. I can't go get, you know, the apple fritters. I can't do that because I'm at school. So unfortunately, you know, I'm not there during peak apple season, and I can't get the Snapdragons from my local orchard, which is unfortunate. You know, I love apples. But Snapdragon is at the top for me because they're sweet, and they're sweet. I don't know how to describe it. Their sweetness is such, like, a rich, kind of, like, warm, sweet, and they're, like, crunchy. The only thing is that the Snapdragons I've had are tiny. They're not very big, which is unfortunate because I like a huge apple. But it's still good. Second on the tier list, you know, this is a classic. Some people say it's overrated. I say it's a dedicated fave, is a Honeycrisp apple. Now, the Honeycrisp apple second on the tier list is, you know, that's a complicated thing to put on a tier list because Honeycrisp apples, there's many versions of the Honeycrisp. Like, for instance, while I was home at break, I had a Honeybee Honeycrisp apple, and that was very, very sweet. It was delicious. It was just really sweet, and they were big, and it was like good. Obviously, it was good. But you know, they have the honey, there's different types of Honeycrisps out there, you know. So, it's also not only is the Honeycrisp up there, it's also the type of Honeycrisp that you have. So, you know, a Honeycrisp in second place might be kind of controversial for a lot of people. But I think it's just an all-around good apple you can't really go wrong with. Number three, I'm not actually sure what kind of apple this was. The name of the apple was a Ginger Gold. It was a Ginger Gold apple. I don't know if that was like the brand or the breed. But it was, I liked this apple because it was a beautiful. It was like this beautiful pale golden color. It was a ginger color. It was ginger gold color. And it was small, but it was sweet and a little tart. And it was just like, ooh, it was good. So those are, honestly, these are the most recent apples I've had. And they were very good. I really enjoy those apples. Call in whenever if you want to tell me your favorite apple flavor. The phone studio number is 607-436-2711. As far as apples go, as far as fruit goes, people are quick to hate on apples. They are. They go, oh, apple, that's such a basic fruit. But, you know, whatever, because that's the most beautiful fruit, you know? Apples, that's apple pie, that's American, hashtag America. I'm a red-blooded American. Apples got to be up there. They got to be up there. What comes after apples? I don't know. You know what fruit I haven't had in a while? I haven't had a good pear in a while. I haven't had a good soft pear. I've had a lot of good crunchy pears. And, you know, crunchy pears are good in their own right. They have a great flavor, you know, they're not too watery. But I like when you can pick up a pear and not even, like, you don't even need to bite it. You just kind of suck on it, pause, and, like, the flesh just is like, you know? That's really good because, you know, those are also the prime ripeness. So they're really sweet, they're really juicy, and they're just really delectable. And also, as far as fruits go, I think pear and apple are underrated flavorings for, like, candies and other desserts. You know, like, for me, drinks specifically that are apple-flavored and pear-flavored are usually my favorite drinks. Like, for instance, you know, you see, you got orange soda, grape soda, cherry soda even. Grapefruit soda is very popular. Well, it's not very popular, but that's also another flavoring I really like for soda. When's the last time you've seen a pear-flavored soda? When's the last time you've seen an apple-flavored soda? When I was a kid, right? When I was a kid, we used to go to this, this Mediterranean grocery store. Went to this Arab grocery store. And they had, I didn't know what the label said because it was in Arabic and I can't really read that, but it was apple-flavored soda. It was a little picture of a little green apple on it. And it was in like glass bottles. I go, Mom, can we get one? She'd say, yeah. I got like a 4-pack of the apple sodas and I just drank them. They were so good because they're apple-flavored. Apple-flavored soda is delicious. And everyone's like, oh, green apple? Ugh! Give it to me. Oh, my God. Green apple candy? Sour and tart, you know, green apple pie, that's delicious. Green apple, I love the green apple Jolly Ranchers, you know, everyone hates, I love them. Everyone's over here, oh, give me the watermelon Jolly Rancher, give me the strawberry Jolly Rancher, give me the blue red. No, you need the green apple Jolly Rancher, that's what I'm telling you, that's important. And similar with pear, to be fair, I have less experience with pear soda. But I've had pear soda twice, and the only time I've had pear soda is at an IKEA. One time, I was on with my best friend on a vacation to Philly, and we were in IKEA, and I had a canned pear soda. It was delicious. And then I went to Canada with my mom, I think this is like a year or two ago, and we went to the IKEA in Canada, and they had the pear soda on tap. So it was like it was the fountain pear soda. It was really delicious. They also had a lingonberry, which was, to me, it was just cranberry. You know, you get the meatballs, the mashed potatoes, and like the lingonberry, whatever. It's just cranberry to me. I mean, I know it's different, but it's just, that's what I can compare the flavor to the best. But pear soda is really, really delicious. If anyone has a chance to try pear soda, I would 100% try that. It's really good. Similar with grapefruit. You know, grapefruit is complicated because I don't like eating grapefruit that much. I mean, I will have a slice of grapefruit if it's nice and sweet. It's good. You know, it's like sweet and a little bitter. Okay. I'm like, I'll probably just have a regular orange over that, you know. But a grapefruit flavoring? Oh, is really, really good. And I don't know what it is. Like, it's because the grapefruit flavoring, obviously it's more sweet, but it's not like they usually get rid of the completely bitter taste, because that's the taste of grapefruit. But it's just so good. Like, I don't know, grapefruit candy and sodas and drinks and, like, that's good. Jellies, even. I don't even like jelly like that. I don't like that. But yeah. That's the fruit flavoring. Tier list for you. I was going to talk about something else that wasn't food related. Oh, this was actually recently. When was this? Today's Saturday, so this was Thursday night. I went to go see Project Hail Mary. Huh? That was good. Did you guys see that? No spoilers. No spoilers. I mean, I watched it. No spoilers for you guys. It was good. What did you guys think? Uh-huh. I thought the exact same thing. You know, Ryan Gosling was great in it. The alien was great in it. He did a great job, you know, wherever they got him from. I actually was kind of wondering. I assume a lot of the alien was CGI. But I felt like there was a few scenes where it was very possible they could have used a puppet. And it seemed like they did. But, you know, I should probably look into that. I feel like our ways of the puppetry in American movies is dying. It's a dying and lost art. You know, the last Muppet, the last puppet you had in a movie was probably the Muppet Show, you know? I know there's a lot of puppetry and practical effects actually in horror movies. Again, a lot of CGI now, but I think I know for, I never watched Smile because it was scary, but I did watch the Smile movie Breakdown. I know for the Trauma Monster, or whatever I think is what it's called, they used a really big, big puppet rig with a ton of people in it, which I think is really cool. I just love practical effects in movies, and I think that I wish you could do more. I think VFX, doing like, you know, CGI and VFX is probably cheaper for a lot of studios, I assume. You know, you just have to pay the artist for the most part. Which is still expensive, but it's probably less expensive than buying materials and finding people to operate it and, you know, creating this whole huge, you know, depending on the size of it, it would probably be much more expensive. But I'm a really, sucker for practical effects in movies. Probably the best puppet movie that's not a puppet movie, that I think you guys should watch is, you already know what I'm going to say, The Dark Crystal. Probably one of the best movies out there. Dark Crystal, got to be top 10. Probably number one puppet movie out there. Everyone else, whatever. Again, Dark Crystal, probably the reason it was so good, though, is I'm pretty sure the Jim Henson Company made the, you know, all the puppets and the effects for it. I actually don't know. It wasn't a Jim Henson movie, I don't think. Actually, I should probably do my Dark Crystal research. I know that he did some of the puppets before, but I don't actually know who developed the story and, like, who it was produced under. So I'll get back to you guys on that. But a top 10 puppet movie is probably that. All right, speaking of puppets, let's move on and play another song from the New Wave playlist. That was not related to each other. It's what you call a non sequitur. Which I thought non sequitur was pronounced non sequitur for the longest time, which is kind of embarrassing. But this is what happens when you just read it, and you don't speak it. You gotta say it out loud. It's not non sequitur, it's non sequitur. Alright, what did we just listen to? We were listening to I Can't Go For That by Daryl Hall and John Oates, which I heard was not actually about dating someone, but actually about fighting against your press and them trying to control what you said. So, gotta think about that, Daryl Hall and John Oates style. Let me go down the list. We could listen to Kajagoogoo. I do like Kajagoogoo. And I played that song before, but it's been a while. We got a Japanese new wave one. We could listen to the Japanese one. Could listen to The Last Unicorn. I'm not gonna do that to you guys. Let's listen to Kajagoogoo. It's my CD player. Here we go. All right, this is The Lion's Mane by Kaji Bibu. Please enjoy, guys. I'll be back.
Take away my time from the mouth of the lion. Savage jobs are the price we pay.
That was The Lion's Mouth by Kajagoogoo off their album Islands. Kajagoogoo is probably one of my most favorite new wave bands. Lion's Mouth is probably actually my favorite song on that album. Either Lion's Mouth or, what is it, Too Shy, which I think is their album White Feathers. Although it might be on this one too, I don't know. Anyways, I hope you guys really enjoy this song. We're coming up on the last 10 minutes of my show. I'm trying to find some stuff to tell you about because I know we're having Vinylthon. Vinylthon is coming up soon. Vinylthon, oh, here's the date. It's taking place April 18th and ending April 19th. April 18th is a Saturday. It's a Saturday. Let me write that down. Vinylthon. I hope you guys will be there. I believe my slot is April 19th, 3 to 5. I will also be playing alongside my dear friend, Alani, who has a show. When does Alani have a show? I'm a fake fan. I think Alana has a show like Wednesday at like 5 or 4. Sometime like that. I know because I was going to get lunch and then I was leaving lunch and I saw Alani running. Yeah. Anyways, I got to get in the shower. Oh, my God. Sorry. I didn't mean to say that out loud. Sorry. My fault. Anyways, yeah. So, Vinylthon is April 18th. OK Crew is performing today. 2 p.m. in Hunt Union Ballroom. Please go see them. I think there's another event happening, but I'm not staying for that. I'm just staying to see OK Crew. I'm sorry. What else? Something else happening that's kind of important. I think there's a play. There's a play going on tonight or this weekend. I think it's a small one. I don't remember the name of it either. So maybe go look that up. I don't know if that's happening. what else? My RA said that there's bagels in the main hall. I live in Huntington. But I'm sure they're gone by now because I had to stay to do my show, which is unfortunate. Not unfortunate. I love the show. I just mean unfortunate I can't get a bagel. I don't really like the Will's bagels. Let's not start about Will's because I'll get angry again. But, alas. You know, I love you guys. Psht. Yeah. Can you guys tell I'm trying to fill the last 5 minutes of this show? I had a very eventful last couple weeks, too. But I can't seem to recall anything that happened. I mean, that's not true. Spring break, I sat in my room and I hung out. I hung out. You know, just kind of woke up, ate breakfast, played video games for 8 hours, and went back to bed. You know, and then I came back for spring break, and then I was like, I gotta do work. But the work is fine. You know, I make the pottery. And I make the prints. Oh. Do you guys, the student gallery is up today. I actually wanted to go look at that. I actually don't know if it's open today. But during the week, I know from 11 to 4, the juried student art show is up. And you guys should go look at that. I have a piece in there. I have one piece. One piece. I don't know. I haven't looked at it. I looked at one wall and I saw one of my pieces was there. It's right next to the, I don't know what it's next to, but it's there. You get the sketch and the final piece, which is fun. It's a copy because the original one is actually crumpled up. I shouldn't have let it get crumpled, but it just kind of got crumpled. And now I don't want to like straighten it out, but it's there if you can find it. There's a lot of beautiful work out there today. A lot of beautiful sculptures, lots of prints, drawings, animations. Definitely go check it out. There's the smaller printmaker. There's another thing in the other gallery with the printmakers. And I know some of them are really awesome. They did grew work. Go look at that. Because I don't know how much longer it's going to be up, actually. What else? That's kind of it. You guys want to end with another song? What else do I have in here that isn't that long? Oh, let's listen to The Last Unicorn. All right, my name is Anna. I'm your DJ on air. I have a show every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Every Saturday, I'll be here. And if I'm not, you'll just find out the hard way. Please come back again next Saturday because I will be here and chit-chatting about more random stuff. If you liked when I ranted about apples, I will do that again. Just let me know. I don't know who's after me, but, you know, just like whatever. I don't know. I love you guys. Not that one. I love you guys. I will see you soon. Please enjoy this song from the movie The Last Unicorn, which is one of the worst movies ever, but I still love it. The song is great. It's by America. All right, bye. See you guys later.
you look to the north, and a pale moon is rising, and it seems like all is dying, and would leave the world to mourn. In the distance, hear the laughter of the last. Cast over the last star of morning, and the future has passed without even a last desperate warning. Then look into the sky where through the clouds of that storm, look and see her, how she sparkles. The last unicorn, I'm alive, and alive.
Tonight, your drinks are free like a time.
Hey, did you hear? The school has a radio.
What you talking about, dearie?
Only 90.9. They play bangers only.
Ah, indubitably.
Only 90.9 FM Oneana. Keep it locked in.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry.